A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and try to understand. Nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him impure. That which comes out of him, and only that, constitutes impurity. Let everyone heed what he hears." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the proverb. "Are you too incapable of understanding?" he asked them. "Do you not see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him impure? It does not penetrate his being, but enters his stomach only to pass into the latrine. Thus did he render all foods clean." He went on, "What emerges from within a man, that and nothing else, is what makes him impure. Wicked designs come from the deep recesses of the heart. Acts of fornication, theft, murder, adulterous conduct, greed, maliciousness, deceit, sensuality, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and obtuse spirit. All these evils come from within and render a man impure." We really know very little about Saint Scholastica other than what Saint Gregory the Great tells us in his dialogues, in a reading that is used every year for the feast of Saint Scholastica. It's the story of Scholastica in her approximately 67th year, coming, as she did every year, to the monastery where her twin brother Benedict lived, to talk with him for a day about the spiritual life in which they had both invested their entire lives. On this occasion, after they had talked all day, Scholastica wanted to stay on and talk through the night, and Benedict resolutely refused, saying, "Sister, I cannot stay here. I must go back to my cell for the evening." Then we read in the story that Scholastica put down her head and prayed, and a violent storm came up and forced Benedict and the brothers that he had come with to stay overnight, and they continued their talk. The story goes on that 3 days later, Benedict saw his sister Scholastica ascending to heaven in the form of a dove. A charming story, but I often wondered just why it was that Benedict was so intent on getting back to his cell, on not speaking any longer, until a good Benedictine friend of mine pointed out what the Saint Benedict says about speaking in chapter 6 of his rule, which is on silence. He says, "The spirit of silence is so important that permission to speak should be rarely granted." And he goes on to quote the book of Proverbs, "In much speaking you will not escape sin." I think this must have been one reason that Benedict did not want to go on speaking into the long hours of the night. He says later on, "But as for coarse jests and idle words, or words that move to laughter, these we condemn everywhere, and with a perpetual ban." Benedict had a great respect for silence. He said that, after all, to speak is the role of the master. To listen is the role of the disciple. And aren't we all disciples? But the first reading today about Solomon and the Queen of Sheba praises the Queen of Sheba for coming to listen to Solomon, praises Solomon's words of wisdom. It reminds us that some are speakers, and and some are listeners. And I think that from time to time we all are called to fulfill both roles. I think Benedict was also very aware of today's gospel reading about it being what comes out of us that is evil and not what we put in ourselves. That, after all, passes out rather quickly. But what comes out of us, and what does come out of us most but words, speech, that is what can make us impure, along with all the other crimes that Mark mentions. I think that the two readings together, from the story of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, and Mark's reading, comes that which is necessary for us as preachers, and that is the necessity of a balance between listening and speech. We as preachers are called to speak God's word, but it does not absolve us from being aware of the dangers that today's gospel warns so clearly about, of the dangers that Saint Benedict was so aware of. For us, there must be a balance, and Scholastica perhaps represents that balance. For Gregory, in praising Scholastica more than Benedict in this little story, says that she won out in her prayer to God because she had the greater love. The sole reason for speaking should be love, should be doing what we can for others. In that lies the balance of the preacher, and that lies the balance of the Christian life.